When we watch a movie trailer, you kind of get an idea about what to expect from that particular movie. And it actually comes handy when you are actually choosing which movie to watch. So you can go through a bunch of trailers and then you are like, okay, this particular movie is interesting. Let me watch that. And that's how the movie trailer comes handy. Similarly, our professional introduction, or let's say a trailer or teaser, can go a long way as well. And it comes handy, and we're going to talk about that. It's the next part beyond the seed, as we discuss the seed process and how the seeds are important. This trailer thing is kind of the complement to it. So let's go and start talking about it. Okay, for the people who are listening this one, we talked about the seed thing in the previous episode. So you can go back and listen to what I meant. Or what I mean by this particular seed, just like how seed funding is there in startups, is something related to that, but in the networking section. So simply jump back to the last episode and listen to that. Right now, let's get into the professional teaser. Let's go.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailyish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So we discussed how networking is like seed funding in the previous episode. And to optimize this process, to optimize your chances, the best way to create the right impact is to give a right professional impression to the people you're talking to or the people you would like to help. And in my experience, I've also gone through such situation quite a lot of times. And I have experimented different techniques, or let's say not really went into it from the technique perspective, but I have experimented while talking, while seeing how people react and all those things, and how I should introduce myself and what kind of things actually help me in the long run. This is what I have been kind of focusing on, and I'm going to share with you how that happened. So whenever I go across different people, I usually become like the innovation futuring kind of person, where I help people with future concepts and scenarios and visions. And that's one part of it. And that's how I start usually introducing myself. But again, it depends heavily on what kind of people I'm talking to. What are some of the things they are looking for? Of course, in general, chit chat or networking, nobody's actually looking for something very quick and very effective. But just trying to understand what kind of context these people have and what kind of requirements these people might have in the future, what kind of topics they usually work on, that helps me align my teaser, or let's say trailer, which I usually present in few words or few lines, so that they get some sort of impression. So according to the context of the people, I see what kind of things would be helpful for them from my perspective, from my side, from my skill set, and I start talking about it quickly and explain them, okay, I do this and this, but I do not stick to that as well. I also share other things which are interesting, because if I say I do service design, I do UX design or something like that, I become a UX design guy, but there are many people out there who are UX designers. Or let's say if you are a graphic designer, there are many people out there who are a graphic designer. So I talk about a very specific niche I work in, that, okay, I help people build different future visions. I build it with their teams and do kind of futuring activities and the futuring now. And I also make videos, because of which we communicate these concepts in animated videos or some sort of a audiovisual experience. So you kind of explain, you kind of easily explain your concepts to your stakeholders. So that's what I do. And while I say this, I talk about that I do filmmaking, and I also have a music background. I also been creating content on YouTube for the last 4-5 years, and have been running a podcast for more than 3-4 years. So by sprinkling these things around, you kind of create a unique place for yourself, because there will be, as I said, graphic designers or some particular people who, there will be many, but once you start putting these other filters and explain it, that, okay, I've been doing this forever and these are the other things which I do, where I also have another track record, you kind of become one of the unique pieces or unique people they come across. And of course, you're not going to hit it hard with every person you come across, but some people in that networking or in that particular interaction would definitely will be interested in understanding more, because as I said, the context plays a really important role here. And as I said, we will be aligning the context as well. Your teaser, which you kind of formed and explained it to them, that will stay with them. They're not going to give you work next day. They're not going to call you up next week. That's fine. As I said, in the seed funding, it's a long-term thing. But if you create right impression with right words, right presentation, right kind of things and right kind of offerings and right kind of possibilities, that teaser will stay longer with them and they'll remember you. So make sure whenever you are in a professional networking activity or in a circuit where you're just introducing yourself, keep these things in mind. I'm not saying this is the blueprint to do things this way. I've been doing this way and I keep experimenting, I keep improving it, I keep seeing how people react to it and all. And this definitely goes a long way. And if you're meeting somebody, do a small teaser, because that can open doors for you. And then actually doing the work which you claimed that you do, and delivering the quality of it, the finesse of it, it's that's the main key thing which actually goes a long way. So whenever the opportunity is presented to you, make best out of it, kind of a thing. But that's the secondary part in this particular topic, but that is significant part of it. So if you create a teaser, it's just like movie. If the teaser is super duper amazing and then the actual movie doesn't deliver up to the mark, up to the level of the teaser which you saw, that's a disappointment and that's a bad movie. So similarly, make sure you don't tease something which you can't offer. Tease something which you really can offer with really good quality. So when it comes to really delivering, you can create impact and go long way. So those are my two cents on the topic. I think it's worth just thinking about. And yeah, that's all from this particular episode, and thanks for listening.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.